Kevin, why don't we start with you, the front office maven that you are. The Astros, clearly the players of the deadline day, getting two arms, one for the bullpen, one for the starting staff. Did any of this have to do with Jerry Hunsicker, the general manager, looking at the Cubs making all sorts of deals, and he basically figured he had to follow pace here?
No, I don't think so, Rich. Jerry's a very savvy general manager. He's been experienced before, made the trade for Randy Johnson a few years ago. He knew what he needed. He knew the strengths and weaknesses of his team, needed to add some depth and quality to his pitching staff, has a very potent offense, so he knew when the timing was right, and he pulled the trigger and got it done.
Scott Ellerton, too much to give up, do you think?
Scott Ellerton's got a high ceiling, but the time is now, and Astacio brings a lot to their clubhouse, and I think he's going to be a good fit in their ballpark.
Well, it's one of the rare occasions, Jason, in which a pitcher could actually go to Coors Field and think he's lucking out Golding and Enron Field. Your thoughts on what the Astros did today?
Well, obviously, Enron Field is no pitcher's palace either, but I think the big difference is that Pedro Astacio's big pitch is the curveball, and his curveball just didn't break in Colorado. Now, if he goes to Houston and he gets back to being able to throw that pitch the way he did in the past, he's a ground ball pitcher. He throws twice as many ground balls as fly balls, and that'll work in Enron Field, believe me.
Well, what about deals that did not get made today, Jason? I mean, the Twins, everybody figured they would get an outfielder to replace Matt Lawton, who they traded about 16 hours ago to the New York Mets for Rick Reed. And the Blue Jays, I mean, they've been rumored to be involved in everything. Shannon Stewart, Jose Cruz Jr., maybe even a reliever, and Zippo. What happened?
Well, those two teams did spend the day talking to each other. They went right down to the deadline with the Twins trying to acquire Shannon Stewart. They just ran out of time. I talked to a lot of clubs about the Blue Jays. Teams that dealt with them said their asking price for the players they were marketing was just way too high, and they all felt like it just wasn't worth it. And the Blue Jays wound up doing nothing. And the way that team has been playing, you just wonder how all these players who knew they were going to be traded and now haven't been are going to perform in Toronto.
Should certainly be interesting, and certainly interesting in the next month, Kevin, because this is not over. I mean, you can't trade anybody without impunity. It's just these players have to pass through waivers and other teams can claim them. So what type of player might be able to be claimed in the next month?
Well, it's very difficult to get specific players, but what happens at this time now is you're able to acquire the veteran high-salaried bats or pitchers that will clear through waivers. Waivers is basically a clearance. It means that you've been able to acquire a player because he's cleared through waivers. So the players that would be available, I see Seattle probably making a move for a bat as it gets closer to the end of the season to get ready for the playoffs. But the high-priced, the veteran, high-salaried players.
So perhaps Greg Vaughn maybe
should not. Greg Vaughn would be one of those types of guys that might be playing somewhere else at the end of the season.